This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBolay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury, and this is Open for Business. I'm on the phone with Alex Ward. He is the CEO of NextGen Foods, the creator of Tyndall, chicken made from plants. So NextGen Foods were founded in 2020. They're a food tech startup developing and commercializing innovative and sustainable food products, including their flagship product, Tyndall. Now that's a juicy plant-based chicken that offers mouth-watering taste, texture, and versatility. It's made without animals and with a fraction of the land, water, and energy used to produce meat from birds. Welcome to the show, Alex.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Now, NextGen were on the show not too long ago, back in September, I believe, of 2021. What's changed since you were last on the show, Alex?
A lot has changed on our side. We have now completed our Series A funding, $100 million, which is from a lovely suite of repeat investors and some new investors. And this is setting us up for our world expansion growth plans into North America and to start establishing our R&D capabilities here in Singapore.
Can you tell me a little bit more about some of the investors that have come in this round?
Yeah, absolutely. So look, we've got Alpha JWC, which is a Southeast Asian VC firm. We've got a Singapore-based global investment fund called EDBI. And we've got a UK-based fund called MPL Ventures. Those are the new ones. And then some of the repeats are names that maybe people are more familiar with, like Temasek, GGV Capital, K3 Ventures, and Bits and Bytes is the China fund. And they've all come back in with additional funds in this round.
Mm-hmm. What about these particular investments for NextGen are important? How do you think, you know, benefit from... How will you guys benefit from their investments and their expertise?
A lot of them are repeat investors, and they're in it for the long run because they know that urgent action is needed to address this biggest threat called climate change that is affecting humanity. And they're committed long term to invest in companies that are on an urgent mission to change the food system. You know, animal agriculture is one of the greatest contributors to global warming and climate change, and we're lucky to have investors that believe in this and see us as part of the solution. So
they have that same vision.
They do. And they're also in it for the long run. So they are looking to invest in companies that have sustainable growth plans, that have scalable business models, and both of which they are very happy with us. And you know, we've built a very strong leadership team that also is getting very strong feedback consistently from all the investors.
Yeah. You just alluded to it there about your US expansion plans as well. Can you share a little bit more about that? Or maybe what is your strategy for breaking through there?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, North America, USA especially, is the largest existing market for plant-based meat and alternative protein. So it makes sense for us as a business that wants to make a big impact as quickly as possible to be there.
Yeah.
So we are launching, first of all, in California, in San Francisco, in LA and Napa, also in New York and Philadelphia. We have signed deals with a number of different distribution partners. One is Gold Belly, that is selling now some fried chicken kits across the U.S. in partnership with one of our celebrity chef partners, Chad Rosenthal. And we've also signed with a company called Dot Foods. This is a significant part of what we're talking about today, because Dot Foods have a national distribution set up in the U.S. They are a redistributor, which means they distribute to 4,000 other distributors who then can distribute mm-hmm. to thousands of restaurants. So we've gone from 10 restaurants in Singapore when we started less than a year ago to hundreds of restaurants across Asia, Middle East, a bit in Amsterdam, and beginning in the north in the US. And now we'll be moving into thousands of restaurants through this partnership with Dot Foods.
That's incredible growth in such a short space of time.
Yes, thank you.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the R&D center just down in Singapore. What advantages does having it in Singapore give you guys?
The government in Singapore is committed to a 30 by 30 initiative to have 30% of the food here locally grown, locally manufactured by 2030, and are therefore investing a lot in infrastructure to do R&D into food, but also into manufacturing food and scaling it up. They're also investing a lot into the academic world and building university courses. So we've got a talent pipeline coming through. Mm-hmm. And they're also investing into the infrastructure to do fundamental research into proteins and new ingredients. And we're lucky enough to have the Asia Sustainable Foods Platform as one of our investment partners from Temasek. And they're building this food tech innovation center, which is a massive undertaking to look at extrusion, to look at precision fermentation, all of these new technologies, which will help us develop the future of food. And in my opinion, Singapore is the place to be at this moment in time as an epicenter of food technology. And we're absolutely in the right place to have our global hub, R&D hub set up.
And I suppose, you know, it would be the ideal place when you're talking about your product roadmap as well, for things like, you know, meat development and seafood development, dairy based, you know, dairy products that are plant-based as well, I'd imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're going to focus in the first year once we're up and running here of applying our existing technology into new areas. And this is sort of taking Tyndall thigh. Today we have one product which is a one-for-one replacement of chicken thigh for chefs. Yeah. But to take that into some more convenient forms as well. This might be coated breaded products that chefs that don't have enough so much so expertise or time in a kitchen can still serve top quality plant-based chicken, because we need to address every consumption occasion where people need and want chicken with our products. And then we'll move into, you know, using new technology to improve these existing products. And then, you know, maybe 3 to 5 years out, we're going to be very exploratory in new technology for dairy, for seafood, for meat, for all of these sort of food products that consumers love and are having a negative impact on the planet. You know, we need to be able to do something differently across all of these different food categories.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Okay, let's take a short break here, Alex. I'm on the phone with Alex Ward. He is the COO of Next Gen Foods, the creators of Tyndall, chicken made from plants. They're a Singapore-based global food tech company. We'll be right back after these messages here on Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Building first world Malaysians. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
BFM 89.9, the business station. I'm Rich Bradbury, and this is Open for Business. I'm on the phone with Alex Ward, the Chief Operating Officer of NextGen. He's the CEO of NextGen. I just mentioned that. The creators of Tyndall, chicken made from plants, a Singapore-based global food tech company combining unique and powerful plant proteins to provide an incredible culinary and dining experience. Now, you just mentioned that you had a few restaurants down there in Singapore, and now in just a few months' time, it's likely that you're going to be in thousands of restaurants, hopefully across the US. Can you tell me what the reception has been like when you've moved out of Singapore and the kind of feedback that you've gotten elsewhere?
Yeah, absolutely. The reception from chefs, and we're targeting chefs initially with all of our products, because they're the hardest critics of anything that goes into a kitchen. And the response we're getting is consistently strong, because we're bringing something new when it comes to chicken. And that is a product that has the texture of chicken, it has the taste of chicken, but from a chef's perspective, it has the versatility of chicken, meaning that it can be used in any culinary dish that a chef wants to use it in, and sometimes even actually create whole new dishes that they haven't been able to do with chicken before because of the moldability and the form of the product that we've built. And this is new. Chefs have got their hands on something new that they're excited about. So, you know, as we've gone out of Singapore into culinary hubs in Hong Kong, Macau, and Kuala Lumpur, and Dubai, Amsterdam, we're accessing chefs from all of these different culinary backgrounds, and the product is standing up in each of those applications. So we're really happy about that.
Great stuff. Now, I've got a couple of questions. They're kind of linked, but I'll go through them separately. I mean, in the last couple of years particularly, there's been a really big movement towards plant-based diets, you know, at least on the ground level. And here in Malaysia as well, chicken is a big thing. But we're also hearing about some of the larger fast food chains who, you know, they adopted plant-based foods onto their menu a year or so ago, maybe a little longer. But now they seem to be backing away from it a little bit. Why do you think that might be?
I think some restaurants that put it on their menu as a limited time offer or as a trial to see how people want to take it are not committed enough as a company to see it through. You know, when you're trying to ask consumers to try something different, there needs to be good education, good communication about it, and of course, absolutely, it needs to taste great.
Yeah.
Now, I think there are a lot of new products coming onto the market that are tasting good. I haven't tasted so many that are tasting great, but there are some. And what we want to do is see more and more great tasting products coming through, because then as a category, we will grow it and we will build it. You know, we want to give consumers an opportunity just to make a different choice about the protein they eat at that consumption occasion. And we're not trying to get everyone to change how they eat all the time, but it's just what choices they make when they have a decision, and to make sure that first taste is as good as it possibly can be, and then they will come back for more. So, you know, I would like to see restaurants commit to it more longer term, but I'd also like to see investment in education so that people going in can ask for it more and actually create that pull. In the US, we're finding now that consumers are often a lot more climate conscious, sustainability aware, and importantly, action oriented. So they're you know, they're really helping create that demand, and I'd like to see that happening more in Asia.
And this obviously leads on to my next question. You've kind of answered some of that, but for those people that might not be as environmentally focused, you know, and they might not understand that, you know, plant-based is possibly the way forward. Other than educating them, how much convincing do you think it will take? And where does that nudge need to come from? Do you think it is all about education?
I think it's a part of it. I think it starts with education, both from governments in countries, from companies like ours, from academic institutions. But I also think that it needs to be made available, and it needs to be affordable for people to access it. So as this segment grows and as the scale increases, then the price will come down. Today, it is sometimes a little bit more expensive. For us as a business, we've built a product which on a unit basis is profitable, gross margin profitable from day one. And so the price will only come down now. over time. And that's a really, it's a really important factor.
Yeah,
in making
that was
it
actually
available for people. Yeah.
That was actually going to be my next point, is that there are so many people who are environmentally aware and they are conscious of this. And I think the biggest barrier to them moving across into plant-based food is the cost of entry, the price of it. How do we address that? We just have to wait until there's, you know, the economy of scale kind of balances out a little more?
It's not that, it's honestly, it's not that far away. We are nearly at parity with chicken now. And that price parity will come, but there's different angles to it other than just sustainability, which can get consumers' attention. One is around nutrition and around cholesterol and saturated fat, and meats made from plants contain significantly less saturated fat and no cholesterol, and especially for for people as they age, cholesterol can be an issue. So educating around that as a cholesterol-free option, where you still get this amazing taste experience and you can eat the dishes that you love, but with no guilt around cholesterol, that's a strong driver for a consumer. And then also, you know, for some, the animal cruelty part is a big motivating factor. I think in Asia, we've got some way to go for people to really embrace that in the way that it is being embraced in other markets too. I think that will come. You know, there's outbreaks of bird flu often enough now. Sorry.
No, carry on, please.
Yeah. I was just saying, there's outbreaks of bird flu often enough now for that to be on people's mind as a concern as well.
Yeah.
And plants, you know, but meat made from plants removes that concern completely.
How long do you think it will be, Alex? You know, before I can head down to the supermarket and pick up, you know, Tyndall from the frozen food aisle or my local corner shop or something like that.
I would say not that long. Look, it's very much in our pipeline. To move into retail. We want to do it right, and we want chefs to work with these products first to show everybody what good tastes like, to really set the bar high and to build the credibility for the brand. So when people go into the supermarket in Malaysia or in Singapore or anywhere else around the world, they're familiar. They have an expectation of what it's going to deliver in terms of taste, and that expectation is exceeded whenever they make that purchase decision. So, yes, absolutely, it will come. And it's part of what we'll be working on in our R&D hub in Singapore.
Wonderful. Final question is, at its heart, just how sustainable are Next Gen? Can you tell me some of the sustainable practices you follow as a company?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're a young company. We've been going for less than 2 years. We were born during a pandemic. We built the company during the pandemic, and we've gone from 10 people to 60 people in the last 18 months. We're all working from home primarily, so we are minimizing our footprint in that way. We're all using public transport as often as we can in the countries where we are building people, especially salespeople that need to get around. We're going all electric in our car policies. Which is great, but you know, sort of bigger picture than that, on our supply chain and manufacturing, we have to be as close to the end consumer as possible. So we're actively looking at building our supply chain and manufacturing footprint in North America. So as our sales there grow, we can supply more locally, and also in Asia as well. You know, plant-based meat on a high level compared to animal agriculture is significantly less land, greenhouse gas emissions, and water. And you know, we are collecting data from our own business about what claims we can make more quantitatively about that, and that will come in the future once our supply chain is stable. But you know, we absolutely live and breathe wherever we can by sustainable practices every day.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for that, Alex. you've been tuned in to Open for Business, where I've been speaking with Alex Ward of NextGen Foods. They have a record-breaking $100 million Series A, bringing the grand total now to $130 million US dollars for their startup, NextGen Food, and their product, Tyndall, a juicy plant-based chicken that offers mouth-watering taste, texture, and versatility. If you miss any part of this podcast, download it wherever you normally listen to it from. I recommend the BFM app. It's available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. For BFM 89.9, I'm Rich Bradbury.
Are you open for business? Register your company with bossbelly.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.